Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tinsler's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ken's a member of our Brain Trust, the CEO of Spider Works. He's got a book coming out next year called Cause a Disturbance, which I hope he lets us launch on this show. And he's here with some 2013 resolutions, innovation resolutions that I want him to tell us about. Ken Tinsler, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Are you going to let us launch your book, help you launch your book on the show?
I would love to.
So we expect to do that. So let us know when it's ready. Okay, the first resolution that you have for us is to stop, look, and listen. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, too many people get stuck in their screensavers, so it's time to tilt your head up, look left and right, get out of the office. I spend a lot of time going to roundtables with other CEOs. I go to a lot of conferences. I take walks when I'm in other cities to see what's going on, what's being advertised,
right. What
people are shopping. And I think that as a business person or a leader of a management team, you've got to get out there and you've got to get your team out there and bring new ideas back.
Well, Ken, when you're inside your four walls, you are the manager of your business. When you get outside of your four walls, you have a better opportunity to become the CEO of your business. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, getting out there is learning more about, you know, who you should be going after. And as CEO, you should be looking for market shifts and changes in market demand and customer attitudes. And, again, a lot of people think that just by surfing the net, they can pick up on that. But I think you got to live and breathe it.
Yeah.
In
That's
different
right.
cities that you visit.
Well, I really liked what you said about going to conferences. One of the things that I've been telling my audience for 15 years now is whatever industry you're in, there is a national convention for that industry somewhere in you know, near, not all that far from you. If it's too far away this year, it'll be closer next year. And go to that thing, meet other people, see what other people are doing. It will really change the way you think about your business, won't it?
Oh, absolutely. The national conferences, there's usually luncheons, whether it's a marketing association or trade associations, or, you know, I'm part of a CEO roundtable group, and every one of us is from a different industry.
Right.
And the perspective is amazing when you sit in that room once a month.
Well, you got to get outside your four walls, folks. That's for sure. All right. What about this backboard thing?
Yeah, I like to say build a backboard. You need people to bounce ideas off of. It's amazing as business people, we seem to think that we have to have all the answers ourselves, but we really don't. That's why we have teams around us. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more you get out there, as we said in Resolution 1, the more ideas you bring back, and you use your team as a backboard to figure out which ones you start to think are going to work best for your business.
Right. Well, and that's exactly right, and I'll tell you something else. Back to the getting outside your four walls thing. Send your employees to these things. You know, you go this year and let one of your key people go next year, and let them bring back ideas. I mean, that's the thing. A CEO doesn't have all the ideas. A CEO manages people who have ideas too, right?
Oh, absolutely, and everybody sees the world a little bit differently, and, you know, if you're one of these large conferences, you just can't take it all in by yourself.
Right.
So, you know, the more people you send out, the more ideas you get back, and then that backboard idea works even better because, you know, you've got a bunch of people in a room who are engaged, they're informed, and they want to participate.
We do that. I'll take more than one person to a conference, and we'll look at the list, and sometimes they're simultaneous, and we'll say, you go to this one, I'll go to that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We do that. And I like your backboard idea because build a backboard for you to bounce things off of. You know, just this week, Ken, I've been telling people to think about the outsourcing opportunities. And so I like to use the magic question, must this be done in-house? And this is how you find what your core competencies are and what are not your core competencies. But your team can help you figure that out, can't they?
Absolutely. And there's two things. As you said, must this be done in-house, and must this be done the same way we've done it in the past? I mean, I know, you mentioned off the talk about innovation and technology. Technology helps us do things differently. I mean, hiring, getting references through LinkedIn, for example, today.
Mm-hmm.
Completely change your dynamic. It can get you new people or references much more quickly and much more cost effectively. So,
right.
Yeah, find new ways to do things and new things that should be done.
All right. So how can I be my own apprentice? That's the next one.
Well, here's you've gone out there, you've got your ideas, you've bounced them around. I look at The Apprentice, and I look at the shows like Shark's Tank or Dragon's Den, where you really have a couple of minutes to make your point.
Yeah.
And I think that's critical. I mean, really, if you can't articulate your idea, top line, go to market, strategy, and
mm-hmm.
why you think this is going to work, you probably don't have a great idea, or it's not fleshed out.
Well,
properly,
yeah, you've got you. We probably if you can't pin it down and get it. Make it intuitive for somebody in an elevator speech, you probably got too many flashy objects too many shiny objects that are getting your attention, right?
Absolutely. And those shows, I mean, they show you how, you know, that old saying of diamonds are created under pressure.
That
know
may be the only good part about those shows. I don't really like them otherwise.
Well, they're entertaining.
Because they do show management practices that I think are not productive, and they're not real world. I'll put it that way.
I agree with you. I mean, it is obviously made for TV, but it does show you how I believe ideas should be put across.
Right.
Very very quick, very clear, very bullet point.
The two words that small business owners use less than anything else are "you're fired." We just don't use those two words very much, and sometimes we don't use them when we should. But that's just not the way most of us work. But I do like your point about getting to the point, crystallizing your goals and your vision, so you can make it intuitive for folks, and they get it real quickly. If you can do that, folks, you probably are focusing on the right shiny objects. Ken Tenser. And I will be right back. He's the CEO of Spiderworks. Stay with us, 20 after.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.